Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you want to talk about the canceled physical fitness test. I know you guys got some opinions on that. I agree. I do not think California should cancel physical fitness tests. I think that's ridiculous. We need to know what our kids can do and, if not, get them into shape. But I need to talk about coronavirus pretty quickly just to give you guys the latest update because there's been a lot that's been going on. In the last day or so, we are now at about 25,000 cases. 493 deaths. And we see multiple countries now banning, I apologize, some texts coming in, multiple countries now banning people coming from mainland China even, not even the Wuhan area where the epicenter of coronavirus is. From what I understand, the United States, if you have immediate family members and you're a U.S. citizen, they could still travel, but non-citizens, close family members. There's a ban, I believe, for 2 weeks coming into the United States. Australia has something similar. New Zealand, Italy. Italy declared a state of emergency because they had 2 cases. I know some people are like, is that overkill? No, I'll tell you why. Japan is also banning entry for anybody with symptoms of coronavirus. Russia, they have suspended their visa-free tourist travel to and from China, Mongolia, Vietnam, North Korea. North Korea did that early on. South Korea has banned all foreign travelers who have passed through Wuhan, Thailand, Kazakhstan, Hong Kong. So a lot of countries are kind of now following suit. Taiwan, Malaysia, Mozambique, as 28 different countries have been affected now by coronavirus. Now, we have evacuated Americans from Wuhan, China. Again, Wuhan, China is the epicenter where the outbreak occurred. It has landed at Miramar Marine Corps Air Station in San Diego. 2 flights were chartered from the State Department, bringing about 350 Americans home. Very cool. We take care of our own. Passengers on one of the flights stayed at the Travis Air Force Base after arriving there on Wednesday. Right now, what they're going to do is they're going to quarantine them for 14 days. As long as they don't show any signs or symptoms in 2 weeks or a fortnight, then they'll be able to hopefully be released. Why 2 weeks? Because it's that's the incubation period. And so how we describe an incubation period is it's the time it takes for the virus or illness, the pathogen, to get into you and then turn around and make you sick or be in a position where you are you're infectious anyway, but be in a position where you show symptoms and you know you're sick. So incubation period is the time that it takes, you know, the virus to set up shop. While it's setting up shop, it's still replicating, and it could still be given off. The two ways we think currently transport is oral fecal route, by you getting something in your mouth that came from somebody else's feces, or droplet transmission, respiratory droplet, where somebody sprays when they just say it, don't spray it, kissing, sharing utensils. But news broke today that a fetus or a baby contracted the coronavirus after its mom had it. They say a baby born to a coronavirus patient tests positive for illness. So either the pregnant woman gave the coronavirus to the baby, transplacentally, or they think it might have been the nanny or the mom. The baby was born February 2nd, is currently being treated at Wuhan Children's Hospital, not one of the new ones that was built. Yeah, they did that fast. They built one in 10 days, another in 12. But this is at Wuhan Children's Hospital. And baby stable, but baby had a fever, cough, and shortness of breath. For a 3-4-day-old, okay, you can't blame up a respiratory infection. You can't just say, you know, most babies don't cough under 30 days old, which means something is going on. So now we might be looking at transplacental transfer of coronavirus, which means we need to make sure pregnant women don't get affected. There's another case of a baby born January 13th and another case January 29th where they are investigating to see if the baby has it. So over 24,000 people sickened by this, 493 deaths. Countries, blocking visitors and, travel bans. And it seems overwhelming. It is. It's China's economy is going to take one hell of a hit. When these things happen, it's economy is the last thing we think about right now. You know, we have to make sure that we contain. And, the containment period being 2 weeks might later be altered as, we're finding that some healthcare workers are being told to stay home because they think the healthcare workers may have it. And so a big concern we have is somebody gets quarantined and you have somebody who has been working and, helping out and not feeling sick, and all of a sudden they might be affected. And what if they expose somebody that's being quarantined on day 10? Now that extends for another 2 weeks. Being quarantined sucks, right? Especially if you don't have access to the internet or your Netflix or your family. So not in that order, families first. I didn't say pets. I should have said pets. So at this point, the vaccine, they believe the latest on the vaccine is they are hopefully going to start animal trials within a week, super fast. I mean, boy, it is amazing how people could get off their butts, when we need it. I mean, wow, we've been waiting for male birth control for decades, and good. We need it. First sign of coronavirus technically was told to us December 31st. Here we are in first, second week of February, hopefully working on a vaccine. If it goes into animal trials, we're still months away. All right? And, but they're working on it as quickly as possible. So we'll keep you guys posted as we go. This cruise ship, apparently there were people that tested positive on a cruise ship. I don't know how many Americans were on it. I believe it was a cruise ship called the Princess that was sailing near Japan. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Not exactly sure how many people on board. We are, unfortunately, having a lot of social media misinformation that's out there, and I need to probably study that with some of the students. And there's been reports of coronavirus sightings at schools, and you're starting to see people say, that's false. So be very careful what's going on social media. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys have been following this. I haven't been. Just recently I heard about this. But there was a physician, surgeon from California, and his girlfriend, I believe she's a model, were accused of drugging and raping up to 1,000 women. They have been... All charges have been dismissed. As Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer announced, not a single piece of evidence. They were accused, however, of 1,000 women. Not one piece of evidence. Starts to kind of make you kind of scratch your head and go, what the hell? So, not sure how that case even made it if there was no evidence. And 1,000 women? So Grant Robichaud, 39 years old, and Sarissa Riley were the accused. The pair were charged in 2018 with sexually assaulting multiple women while they were incapacitated. At the time, then-District Attorney Tony Rakakis claimed videos were found on the defendant's phones, which suggested there may be hundreds of victims. Now, this sounds very eerie to the doctor, the Las Vegas doctor, I don't want to name names, who was, well, yeah, that was accused of raping people that were sedated with ketamine in the office and videotaping on his devices. They found the videos, and all these women, unfortunately, had no idea. Most of these women had no idea. Thought something was up until this was revealed. And he's gone to jail. But I'm not exactly sure what happened to all those phones and all that data, all that evidence, but a lawyer for Robichaud. Robichaud, by the way, once appeared on the Bravo TV show Online Dating Rituals of the American Male. He said his client was incredibly ecstatic and feels vindicated. Now we have to try to put Grant and Sharissa's life back together, which may not be possible. It's incredibly scary as to what can flow from allegations and what can flow from media coverage and how a life can be destroyed overnight. Robichaud is probably going to take legal action from what we understand. They maintain their innocence the whole time. They argued that they were swingers, and the women were willing participants in their escapades. On Tuesday, Spitzer agreed, there is not a single piece of evidence or video or photo that shows an unconscious or incapacitated woman being sexually assaulted, not one. The DA has also offered a public apology to the doctor, Robichaud and Riley. They said what happened to their lives and now this case materialized is nothing short of a travesty. Spitzer also apologized to the alleged victims and said he plans to meet with them to explain why his review of the case did not sustain the burden of proof. A lawyer for one of the alleged victims said he and his client were very disappointed. If filing the charges against the doctor and his girlfriend garnered him attention in the race for district attorney, that's one thing. Whether or not my client and the six of the ladies were sexual assaulted is a completely different issue, they say. So they said Spitzer has long been criticized in this case, claiming it was used for political gain by his predecessor Rakakis during the 2018 election. So during Tuesday's news conference, he accused Rakakis of manufacturing a case against the doctor and his girlfriend, charging that he and his staff repeatedly misstated the evidence to convince people that the couple had piled women with drugs and alcohol and then sexually assaulted them. Now, I don't understand how you could have 1,000. How do you have time to have sex with 1,000? At a press conference in September 2008, Rakakis investigators had recovered hundreds of incriminating videos from the couple's phones, asked if the number of videos could be as high as 1,000, and he replied, I think so. Yet defense lawyers say no such videos exist. So this is a very, very weird story. Somebody's lying. All right? The fact is, they said, that the videos, having now been reviewed, do not reflect any victims of rape, let alone thousands, hundreds, or tens. So Cohen is Robichaud's attorney. He charged a prosecutor's statements at the beginning of this case set off a frenzy that completely destroyed the integrity of the case and the defendant's ability to obtain a fair trial. So apparently, Spitzer had defeated Rakakis for DA in the November 2018 election for Orange County DA. He ordered a review of the case after Rakakis admitted in a June 2019 deposition that he had used the case to garner media attention to help his re-election campaign. That is some scary stuff. And you see, as a doctor, doctors are always always at a vulnerable for something like this. Because people would love to hate a doctor. They just do. They think doctors make money. They think they golf all the time. And, doctors work to save their life. We do a lot of stuff for free. We spend hours, we put our lives on the line, getting exposed to coronavirus and tuberculosis and HIV and the flu and all that. And doctors are some of the most disliked people out there. And I think it's because of this idea that, they're rich and they're successful. You know, I've heard of some horrible cases. And again, I'm not, you know, I'm not making a statement on this particular case, but I've seen some horrible cases brought up against people when they're very, you know, like, oh, they did this to me, they did this to me, they did this. And you're like, why are you lying? Why are you going through all that effort to screw somebody? Yeah, I told you guys about how I'm still naive. You know, before I eventually moved to teach at Toro University, Nevada, I told you about this lady that was like banging on the door, you know, 5 o'clock at night after 5 p.m. after we were closed. And luckily I had another staff member, told her I'd pay her overtime, whatever, to help this lady out because she was begging for somebody to, you know, help her. And so we let her in. We opened up a room. You know, and she was having a vaginal itch, and she said she couldn't live with it anymore, so we examined her, we gave her some medication, we did some cultures, and, you know, hopefully she was going to feel better that night, but didn't hear back from her, and thought everything was happy, and then apparently she probably got her co-insurance, or whatever bill, that insurance said she was due from our billers, and she decided, rather than pay her bill, or thank us for, you know, doing what we were supposed to, or thank her insurance company for, you know, negotiating down the bill, however insurance companies do it, saying what her portion is. She decided to go to the insurance company and lie, saying I never did an exam. So the insurance company calls up from the quote-unquote fraud department saying, hi, you know, we have a patient who claims that you never, you know, even examined them, and they got a bill. And I go, well, I did a pelvic exam. And they go, yeah, but the patient said you never did. And I go, can I ask you a question? Can you look to see if you, as the insurance company, paid a lab bill for gynecological cultures? Oh, yeah. There you go. And they apologize. They go, sorry, we shouldn't have called you. Sorry. I did lab. I did the, you know, which, by the way, people get upset. They're like, gosh, doctors are, you know, why are doctors ordering labs on us? Well, one is that's proof we saw you, apparently. I mean, we don't videotape the gynecological exam, so I can't prove. I mean, people will say, well, of course the nurse is going to say they were there because, you know, the nurse is hired by them. So the only proof we had that we did the exam on you was the cultures that got sent to the lab. And that was fine, but to see somebody go to that length, that effort, to outright lie to avoid like a $25 bill, and we didn't even know she wasn't happy about the bill. It was the bill that the insurance company said she owed. I mean, there was nothing weird, nothing egregious about it, nothing dramatic. It was just, you know, saw you, insurance said they pay this, you pay this, whatever, maybe she had a deductible, but to lie. And, you know, so when doctors say to hell with this, they're like, I'm out of this field. I'm, you know, retiring. And people are like, gosh, you know, my doctor, you know, left practice. No, well, no wonder. I mean, this is some BS. That being said, if you are a swinger out there, you need to be careful. All right? I've heard of a lot of strange cases of people who had sex with other couples and then wanted something from them. Or there was some extortion or blackmail or whatever. Apparently, swingers is a big thing. Couples have sex with other couples. It allows them to, you know, I guess, you know, have extramarital affairs, but it being under the guise of, well, you know, we're both doing it at the same time in the same room. So, apparently, some people find that fun. Unfortunately, I think that really puts you at very high risk for lawsuits. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones says he will vote to convict President Trump on both articles of impeachment.
Accordingly, I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment. In doing so, I am mindful that in a democracy, there is nothing more sacred than the right to vote and respecting the will of the people.
The Democrat is worried about his future and what it means in the deep red state of Alabama, as Jones is up for re-election this year. Reaction still coming in fast and furious as House Republican leaders are criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the State of the Union speech. Speaking to reporters at the Capitol, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says it was disgraceful for the speaker to do that.
It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the names of those military servicemen and women, people who have given their life for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of our listeners' husband had recently had a heart attack. He's alive, overweight, high cholesterol, high diabetes, and the doctor never brought up weight, never brought up exercise. Wifey's upset. Why is that? Thank God he's alive. Thank God he has you to be honest. But it does take a lot of coaching. A lot of times our personal trainer ends up being our spouse. We each make each other better. So it's good he has you. In fact, there was a study saying, married men live longer than single men, and, maybe this is why. And I believe the same would be true for married women. If I didn't have my husband, I'd really let myself go. So, but we were talking about the whole bullying issue, where we've kind of stopped telling people they're too fat, they're overweight, they're eating too much, they're drinking too much, etc. And, you know, why aren't doctors the ones that are supposed to have the most cojones when it comes to that, right, should basically have a little bit of a get-out-of-jail, you know, free card or a cloak protecting them if you did have to say what you had to say? Why aren't more doctors telling people they're too fat or they're eating too much or they're, you know? And I am going to answer that question in one word. Yelp. Yelp and online reviews changed the whole face of medicine to now patient outcomes are under patient satisfaction in a lot of settings. I can't tell you how many providers tell me that they panic every month when they get their patient satisfaction ratings. Did they get 5 stars? Did they get 4 stars? What was the criticism, etc.? And so, if you remember, Yelp and a lot of the reviews started to explode during the smartphone era. After 2009, 2010, 2011, opioid crisis started to rise. Well, if you're going to fire me based on patients being unhappy, and if you care more about patients being happy or unhappy, you think I'm going to get into it with them when it comes to them wanting a pain pill? Some of the doctors are probably like, fine, you want another 15 pills? Here's another 15. I'm not blaming the opioid crisis for that, but it all interweaves. So you have somebody who's overweight. You have somebody that really doesn't want to get a talking to or a lecture. And the doctor's probably going to be reluctant to do it. I mean, I'm pretty gutsy, and I have no problem admitting I backed down. I didn't tell everybody they had to lose weight. I didn't say it the way I should have said it. I'm like, okay, we got to get the weight down. We want to have ideal weight. Will help lower your blood pressure, lower your blood pressure. I did in generals. Did I tell somebody in person, you need to drop 50 pounds? A couple of them I did, but not everybody. No way. They would fry me online. They might never come back. Now that's the other thing. If I'm guilty of being a weenie, it's because I didn't want to lose somebody to the medical profession, have somebody completely despondent, you know, and feel that they couldn't come in and feel quote-unquote safe. You know, one thing I've done on my show all the time since I started was making people feel comfortable about, you know, talking about their hemorrhoid or their gas or vaginal discharge or an odor or whatever. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. And I know as a listener, you guys are like, we feel uncomfortable all the time. You have to talk about sex dolls. Well, okay, I had to give you the news. But when it comes to medical issues, who cares if you have a hemorrhoid? All right? Don't be embarrassed. Let me see it because it might not be a hemorrhoid. It could be rectal cancer. It could be something I need to take a look at. It. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed about stuff. If I'm going to the doctor, you could go to the doctor. If I had a colonoscopy, you could have a colonoscopy. If I get my pap smears, you could get your pap smears. Okay? Who cares? It's a body. It's an orifice. Who cares? So for me, I didn't want to have a new patient that was already reluctant on seeing a doctor for the first time in like 15 years walk into my office, and then I scare them and say, you're too fat. I don't want to see you till you've lost weight. No. I need to be receptive. I need to work with them. Some women who were new patients, I'm like, okay, you know what? You're a little curvy. Weak, curvy women are going to have to work harder than the skinnier women. All right? Curves are nice, but curves could put us at risk for breast cancer. Could put us at risk for endometrial cancer. Okay? We need to kind of tone the curves. That was a much easier way than telling some women to drop 50 pounds. Was it effective? For some. For others, no. It wasn't. For some people, you need to scare the hell out of them. You know, this wife of this listener, I can't mention the name, of course, you know, was mad that she thought that the heart attack could have been prevented if the doctor said to stop doing what you're doing. And some people need that. You know, I am very, very direct with my boys and my husband. You know, because when I try the nice way, it doesn't work. And I'm like, you're going to turn diabetic. Stop the crap. Now. Where's her bedside manner, Mom? No, I'm not going to do bedside manner because I've done the kitten gloving, the coochie-coochie-coo, and you didn't listen. Some patients I have done that with. I go, look, you still smoke. I've offered you smoking cessation, options. I know it's hard. But look, I can't stop the cancer. I can't, make you breathe better. All right? You're going to have to one day decide that you're going to stop smoking. I can't yell at you. I can't jump on the table. Oh, could you jump on the table, please? No. I mean, I've been honest about people. Well, I'm having chest pain. Can you just, write me a narcotic? No, you're having chest pain. It could be a heart attack. But I don't want to. Look, you could die. I have been up front. And I might have lost the patient. I mean, if I think their life is in jeopardy, I'm going to say it. But then again, I had my own practice. I didn't necessarily work for somebody. So if somebody said, she told me that my chest pain could be a heart attack. Well, I had a patient whose nose was running. And it was always running. And it tasted sweet. So they thought they were diabetic. And I'm like, no, I think you have a CSF fluid leak. I think you have a hole in the skull and you're leaking fluid. And I was right. So over the phone with telemedicine, I had a similar case. Somebody said that they move their head and it just comes out like a faucet. And it's clear, very clear. It doesn't look like snot. And I go, you know what? You need to get yourself checked out. No, I want an antibiotic. I'm like, I can't give you an antibiotic for this. This could be a CSF fluid leak. Oh, she complained. She reported, to the boss, oh my gosh, we all thought that that was ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to change the way I do medicine. See, I don't give a damn about the patient satisfaction scores because my job is to give you the best, information possible and is to help save your life. Okay? Nobody in a lawsuit, when somebody's dead, commends you on, you didn't, make them feel, apprehensive, or you didn't make them feel self-conscious about their weight. No. They go, you could have prevented the heart attack. I was a little upset with my dad's doctor when my dad died of a heart attack. I'm like, why didn't he get on my dad's butt? Now, for the same reason that I didn't. I was scared of my dad. My dad was always in a position of him being, more powerful. It started to change a little bit right before he died. But again, I was like, you need to do this, you need to do this. As soon as he raised his voice, I backed down. Like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, it's a problem. But now with medicine, how doctors are being viewed by the patients is playing a very, very interesting piece because we're not supposed to be writing antibiotics that much. We're not supposed to be writing narcotics. But that's what patients want. And then they give nasty scores. So, another reason why doctors are going to say to hell with this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really know the inner workings of the state conversations when it comes to Medicaid. You know, we see what the media and the headlines put out there, right? We're going to expand Medicaid. We're going to, you know, make sure all citizens are covered, illegal or, you know, legal. And now we're going to do all this great stuff. And everybody's like, oh, okay, great, great. Well, apparently, there's a little bit more of a scuffle than you think. So, New York Post reports that New York City and New York State are fighting over who controls the Medicaid program. They start this out with thanks for the bill, Governor. As the city of New York is going to be forced to foot a massive health care bill and won't be able to be in the room to haggle down the price tag under Governor Cuomo's Medicaid savings plan. City budget officers estimate that they will be on the hook for $1.1 billion a year under the new proposal, which requires the city and 57 upstate counties to pay for Medicaid program cost increases above the 3% limit. The state argues the city is inflating the cost, estimated at $221 billion, according to state budget officials. So according to City Human Resources Administrator Commissioner Steve Banks, he says that's an unfair burden. He argues that the city plays a limited administrative role to the program and follows state guidelines. HRA, Human Resources Administration, determines financial eligibility, and then the individual is sent to a state vendor who then determines what the medical need is. This is what he told reporters in an Albany visit. So he's basically painting that the city's job is just to, you know, find the person and send them up the channel. They say the individual is connected to a state-administered plan, which the state authorizes. But the state, right, Governor Cuomo is probably looking at it as, look, okay, you guys are sending us all these people. Are you screening them? Are you, you know, is there any sort of selection process? I mean, is there, you know, are you making sure there's no fraud? So, Mayor Bill de Blasio said, we don't run the Medicaid program. I mean, come on, people, how stupid do they think people are? Let's get real. The state of New York runs the Medicaid program. So the mayor had to kind of rage to reporters. Cuomo released the names of 21 appointees to the Medicaid redesign team tasked with recovering an additional $2.5 billion in program savings. They have to do this before April 1 at 12:01 a.m. The de Blasio administration was absent from the list that had a bunch of state officials. So State Budget Director Robert Mujica said the city wants to have it both ways. They say they don't control the cost, yet they want to be a part of the process that controls costs. He said the city is downplaying its role and has been lax in helping the state identify ways to save money and control costs. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, we look at the whole Republican-Democrat saga, and there's infighting, you know, among the Republicans, infighting, you know, among the Democrats. You know, when people look at, let's say, liberal policies, all right, eventually, I see people on the right, they get so frustrated, you know, with what liberals do and what liberals want to do. You know, like, for example, with Governor Newsom, let's give Medicaid to illegal immigrants. All right, so you would think the only people upset with that would be people on the right. But you do have liberals that would say, well, wait a second, but we have huge homeless populations, we have the poor, we have U.S. poor, we have, you know, and then they're kind of torn between, do I just kind of stand with the, you know, with the D, or do I make a suggestion? You know, a lot of people don't realize that there's some issues that teachers are having. And teachers, you know, a lot of times lean, you know, more moderate to Democrat with the free college tuition. Because K through 12 schools are suffering. And so if all this attention and leniency and laxity is going to be, you know, extended to the college level, is anybody campaigning for teachers and the schools and the grade schools and high schools? And they need more money. They need help. So eventually I see that liberal policies, and it could be the same for conservative policies, eventually cause this infighting, this inner turmoil. All right? I mean, if New York is liberal and New York City is liberal, then you would think they would be on the same page when it comes to campus to Medicaid. Problem is you run out of money. There's only so much money. And this is something that the conservatives keep saying. You know, look, you're promising this, you're promising this. What happens when you run out of money? You're going to have to budget. You're going to have to save costs. You're going to have to minimize waste. You can't just promise to everybody, we're going to give you, you know, government money. Can't just open up the coffers. They will run out. And then when they run out, they're going to get mad. And so now you have New York State, New York City, and I'm sure you have this in other states as well, right? Saying, look, there's this amount of money. So, you know, you need to figure it out. You need to, you know, stop the waste. Well, stopping the waste means you're going to have to decide who gets it and who doesn't, who you're going to set up the pipeline. And one easy way to shave down costs is filtering out illegal immigrants from legal immigrants. Oh, no, we can't do that because everybody deserves health care. Everybody deserves health care. Okay, I get that. Trust me. When I was a doctor in ER doc in Havasu, whoever came to me, I didn't know where they were born. I'm just going to take care of you. I get it. I'm going to take care of you because that's my job. But if you're going to have, if you want to be reelected, or you want your party to be elected, and you have citizens who are not getting their Medicaid dollars, because their Medicaid dollars may be going to illegals, what do you think is going to happen? So it's, we see this time and time again. And I'm just not sure, I'm not sure where the Medicaid problem is going to go. We have a Medicaid problem. We expanded it without there being a sunset, without saying, guys, as you get jobs, it's going to peel back. Or whoever gets Medicaid and has a job has to pay a $5 copay or a $10 copay. The Medicaid will be a cheaper form of insurance. But no, Medicaid is all free. And I understand that. You have people disabled, they get Medicare. You have kids. Medicaid is designed to be free, but you have people on jobs that use Medicaid. And understandably so, healthcare is expensive. But then, if we're going to run out of money, we need to then either have people pay $5 or pay $10, or maybe we need to start structuring healthcare. Okay? Make sure people get their physicals, they get their vaccines. If they don't go in for, let's say, their vaccines, or they don't quit smoking, or they don't check in, showing they're doing the exercise and the diet, you know, then, you know, they're going to have to meet with a provider before they get their next Medicaid check or their next Medicaid renewal, something like that. I mean, I don't know how to force people to get themselves looked at and taken care of. I don't know how to do that. I think physicals prevent a lot of disease. I think checking in, I think going to the gym, I think eating healthy. I think there are lots of things we could do, but it's going to take a lot of work, and it's not going to be very popular. If your constituents are told that they could lose their coverage if they don't do healthy habits, that's not very popular. They may not get reelected. So it's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.